Now, here's a story that's very much to the fore at the moment. You may have seen this on ITV News. A primary school across in Leeds or in Yorkshire, out in the country. It's a very feeble effort at a Yorkshire accent. My apologies to any Yorkshire friends who may be breeding whippets or whatever. I do apologise. But it's Farsley Fairfield Primary in Leeds. They've been rearing pigs in the school grounds, and they farmyard animals there, and the children are very aware of the pigs being fed and growing and getting ready for market. And this is the crux of it. These little pigs are going to be, I shouldn't be saying these little pigs, I need to stay neutral on this, these pigs will be slaughtered. And it's to encourage the children to know exactly how the food industry works. The children are discouraged from naming the pigs or indeed from becoming too friendly with the pigs. But the pigs are out and about and rolling about in muck and looking as happy as pigs in, whatever pigs like to lie in. And the bottom line is they are going to end up as sausages. Now, I think there are 4,000 people have signed a petition to ensure that these pigs do not go to the slaughterhouse. And that's partly down to us seeing them on TV, because the people locally at the area around Farsley Fairfield Primary, they see the pigs as future pieces of meat. They're not objecting. The school, parents in the school aren't objecting. They're farming folk. But across the UK, people are raising an objection, and you can sign the petition to save these wee pigs. Now, I want to speak to Charlie, who's available to speak to us. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, Charlie. Are you out of an understanding of the school, the teacher, the pig farming, and the final destination of the pigs? But you're not pigs, you're goats, is that right?
Yeah, we're kid goats, Rose Veal, which is young beef, and then we also work with wild game here in Ballycastle at our farm in Brockgammon. We sort of take a sort of ethical and sustainable approach to meat production, and that's our ethos for our farm. And to be honest, what this primary school is doing is exactly what we endorse. You know, it's education. It's talking about where food comes from. And I think a lot of people are becoming detached from the reality of food production. So to us, it's an important message for them to tell.
Would children, maybe your own children or your children's friends or your nieces or nephews, would any children be aware of the kids on your farm ending up as meat?
Absolutely. We have an open farm here. I think I was on the phone to you last year talking about the open farm weekend coming up in May.
You were, Charlie?
Yeah. So we have an open farm policy. We have predominantly families coming up to the farm. They come see the animals on the farm. They come into our farm shop and cafe. They see the meat and the kid goats in the fridge. You know, it's an honest, an open conversation. You know, there's I think the problem with the food industry to date or more recently, it's been behind closed doors, and it shouldn't be. You know, It should be out in the open, and we should have open and frank conversations and allow people to make informed decisions about their lifestyle choices going forward.
At what point in the kid's development is it slaughtered?
So for us here, we take the kids to sort of 8 months. So they're sort of teenagers in the animal world, I suppose. By about that stage, they're starting to get a bit rowdy. But it's the same age as you'd be killing lambs at as well. So, you know, young adults, as it were. So that's it makes the best product. So
I noticed very recently, I was driving along in the car, and it's some people in the motor, and they were saying, "Oh, look at the wee lambs! Look at the wee lambs! Look at the wee lambs!" And we were all sort of looking out at them and thinking, "Oh, they're beautiful." And I was the only one who would have been of the mindset, you know, in another few weeks you'll be eating that, because all three of the other people are meat eaters. I personally do not eat meat, but you know, we never think of the little lamb dancing about in the field being on our tables, in our fridges, you know, in a few months' time.
The little lamb bouncing around on in that field is going to be a lot bigger in 8 months' time. You know, out there he's probably 5-10 kilos at this time of year. By the time they're going to the abattoir, they're 40 kilos weight. You know, they are sheep, pretty much. I think we're losing ourselves in terminology there as to the reality of what's actually produced.
Yeah, so those people who love the spring lamb, who love the dancing of the lamb, the symbol of spring, they're still prepared to it's that same animal. Okay, it's a bit fatter, it's a bit older, it's a bit woollier, but it's that same animal that they're tucking into in a few months' time. Not in years' time. It's the same animal. So why is it that we can't see that, or do we not want to see it?
I think we can see it and we should see it. I think the way the food industry has moved is it's pushed things behind closed doors. We've become detached from the reality of food production. I think if a lot of people out there try to embrace a more sort of natural and holistic lifestyle, they'd have to get more involved with their food chain, and they would understand where food comes from and what goes into its production. You talk about these people liking to see these kids or these lambs. The only reason they see them is because of meat production. If you want to see that in the countryside, then you have to support it. But the key thing is to be supporting, the right sort of farming and the right sort of industry, and have it open and have these open discussions to make sure that what we are creating is right.
Do you think the children should ever see the final stage before it arrives on the butcher's tray?
I'm a big fan of Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall's policy, or his concept, which is if you want to eat meats, you have to have taken part at some process or some part of the process of putting that meat on your plate. I think only then can you truly value and respect what meat is. And it would make you eat more consciously or make more conscious decisions as a consumer. At what age you do that, I don't know. I've always grown up sort of shooting and hunting and fishing. I think I must have been sort of 10 when I first went shooting. But, you know, this is a question. It depends on the sort of how grown up the child is. You know, what age you can approach these. It's like the birds and the bees. You know, at what stage do you approach that question? For me on the farm, it's part of nature. And my child has natural curiosity and they see the realities of nature every day. And nature is cruel and there is death in nature. So my child is going to be able to engage in that conversation a lot earlier than someone who maybe isn't as attached to nature.
Do you slaughter on your own farm?
We don't slaughter on our own farm. All of the farmed animals have to go away to a licensed abattoir. But I am a trained huntsman, so we would go out shooting. Slaughter, although slaughter is the wrong word in that instance, but we would hunt wild game.
Do you get a sense that the more we talk about it, the more we have articles in the paper about primary schools in Leeds, the more we see the little piglet become the big sort of wobbly pig, the more I have conversations with very articulate individuals like you, Charlie, that the more people will think that maybe there is another way. And so many people are going vegan now. It used to be if there was one vegan in the village, he was an oddball. Now practically every family's got a vegan.
Yeah, to be honest, I think the more we have these discussions and debates, the better it is for the food industry. Everyone is entitled to their own moral and ethical decisions. For me, I live on a farm. I know that the way nature works is that it requires animals in an ecosystem. All ecosystems require some form of animal input. So for me, I'm more than happy to work with animals in our production process. And on the back of that, I am producing vegetables as well. For me, it's a necessary part of nature. But I can completely understand why people have this objection to the animal industry. And to be honest, the more we talk about it and the more there are these movements, the better it is, because the more that's going to influence change and the right sort of change. So I think the food industry at the moment has a lot to answer for.
When's the next time people can see these kids on your farm? Is it open farm weekend coming up soon?
No, we have an open farm every Friday and Saturday, so they're welcome to come along up to that, and you can have a look on our website for opening times. But yes, open farm weekend, we open for the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I think it's the 15th of May off the top of my head, but we'll have a lot more going on the farm then as well. So lots of sort of demos and sort of a farmer's market and all that side of things as well.
What's your website?
Brockgammon.com. So not too easy to spell, but if you put in Goat Ireland, we're pretty much the top of the list.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much indeed. Charlie from Brockgammon, giving an honest view on the rearing of goats, little kids. And all of that. See, I'm too soft. I am too soft. I couldn't look at a goat and then think the goat is going to go and get... Couldn't do it. But that's me. And I'm from the country. And I come from a family of farmers. And I support the farming industry because the farming industry is all around me. But personally, I couldn't do it. Your opinions are very welcome. 02890 333 105. Is there a vegan in your street? Do let us know. There was a time, seriously, when no one even knew what being vegan meant. Now, we all know. We all know them. We have relatives. We have friends. We have family who are vegans. Are you a vegan? Would you like to tell us why? And is it partly down to the reality of the abattoir? 02890 333 105. Or are you trying to save the planet because of animal flatulence? You can let us know. 02890 333 105. You can give us a call.